Hello, everyone. This is Coach Joe, and I'm here with Head Coach.
Good to be here, Joe.
And we're at Boxing at the Depot in Greer, South Carolina, and we're here today to discuss something a lot of boxers and a lot of coaches are curious about, especially a lot of fans, and that is how amateur boxing matches are scored. So let's start with the most important criteria. What's the most important criteria a judge is scoring when they watch a boxing match?
Is the quality of the blows on the target area. The target area is considered basically from the waist up to the top of the forehead. With, say you put your arms down to your side and you sit up straight. From the waist up, that's the target area, and they're scored with the knuckle part of the gloves.
Okay, so if a blow were coming around and you were to hit with the palm, let's say you were throwing a hook, would that be a scoring blow?
No, it would not. That would be considered a slap, which is an infringement of the rules.
So when we talk about quality of blows to the target area, we know what the target area is. What is considered a quality blow?
It's a blow that's thrown pretty much all the way through with the knuckles striking on the target area. When I say all the way through, I mean the whole body's kind of into it, the shoulders, the legs, and all that, and that would be considered a quality blow.
Okay, and we hear a lot of times people complaining about the old scoring system, how punches, they were not that hard, but they were scoring. These kinds of punches are not quality blows under the new scoring, is that correct?
That is correct. There's really not that many blows that are landed in an amateur boxing match. A lot of people throw a lot of punches, but the blows are glancing off or there's some type of infringement of the rules. So it's only the quality blows that should count in the scoring.
And you just mentioned their infringement of the rules. What does non-infringement of the rules mean in the eyes of the judge?
Well, in the back of each boxer's passbook, which they sign before they become a registered competitive amateur boxer, is all the infringements of the rules. There's a lot of them, hitting below the belt, hitting behind the head, all those sorts of things, and those are all infringements. The referee certainly tries to keep the fighter safe and points out these things to the boxer, but it's up to the judge to recognize if a boxer is infringing on the rules consistently during the bout.
What are the biggest rule violations that you see amateur boxers commit?
Well, the slap, especially when it wraps and hits around behind the head, that's a dangerous blow, and it shouldn't be allowed in a bout. Or holding and hitting behind the head, hitting on the break, all these such things are highly dangerous, and they should not be allowed in a bout, and they should be pointed out to the boxer as an infringement.
One of the other criteria you were talking about within the five criteria was the competitiveness of the bout. What exactly does that mean, competitiveness of the bout, in the eyes of the judge?
Well, it means that the fighter, the boxer came ready for the bout. He's in condition, and he's ready, and he's competitive, and what he does in the ring shows his competitiveness. He overcomes certain situations and strives to be successful in the ring.
And one thing I see a lot at the amateur shows is a lot of people are impressed by somebody that's punching a lot. Would you say that punching a lot means that you're dominating the bout, or are there other ways of dominating the bout?
No, it does not mean that you're dominating the bout. One of the rules is techniques and tactics. Now, techniques and tactics shows that the boxer comes ready. He has the techniques to win the bout, to score in the bout. And he has a tactic, he has a plan, and basically you can see this plan, you can see it working, and the judges should consider all of this in determining if that boxer wins the round or the match.
Considering the fact that you've scored so many fights and you've judged so many bouts and done lots of training and scoring, I just want you to wrap up. How does a judge take into consideration all five of these, and how do they come up with that 10-9, that 10-8? That 10-7 score?
Well, first of all, you got to be mentally prepared before you sit down in the judge's seat. So I think before the bouts, you got to kind of prepare yourself, refresh yourself with what boxing is all about, especially amateur boxing. It's always good to have the chief of officials to kind of go over some rules with you before the bout. But once you sit down, you focus totally on the bout itself, not the fighters so much, but what they're doing. And you score according to what you see, what you feel that is the right thing. Basically, you're doing an evaluation of the boxers. You can't let other things like, let's say, an outside variable like the crowd. They play no part in your judging. You're evaluating the boxers that are up there. And so you have to be very, very focused all time. You got to give it 100%.
We hope you come back and join us next time. I just want to give a special thanks to Head Coach for allowing me to come to Boxing at the Depot today and talk to him at the gym.
Appreciate it.